and the General Jackson don't run me down. Them young men on their jet skis, I sure hope that they see me horsing my big old pussy before I go to town. Them alligators in the Delta, I'm certain that they smelled you horsing your big old pussy before you go to town. Pollution from the factories and acid from car batteries, that's the smell of my big old pussy, should you wanna go down.
My big old pussy, my big old pussy, I got a big old pussy and it's fucking stinky. My big old pussy, my big old pussy, I got a big stinky fucking pussy. Welcome to the Drowning Fish Podcast, everybody. Today, we're going to start off a little strong here talking about pussies. A lot of Drowning Fish podcast listeners are starting to turn into the biggest pussies of all time, bro, because I get on here and I say some of the craziest things known to man, and you guys just can't take it. You can't take it. And look, man, if you're listening and you're high and you're having a good old time, I get it. You know, it's okay to have a good time. But when you're being a little pussy about it, dude, you can't be a pussy about it, bro. Cannot be a little pussy about it, bro. Dude, one thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, a lot of people talk about crashing out. A lot of people talk about, like stepping outside. You know, a lot of people like talking, basically, like keyboard warrior type people, you know, like, the people that just talk shit online, or people that just, like, you know, they don't have like a filter as far as, like, you know, when it comes to, like, oh, you said something about me, do you want to fight? You want to step outside? I'm like, dude, those are like the number one people you shouldn't worry about, dude. The number one people you should be worried about are the ones that, like, are really, really nice. You know, they have a great day every day. You never see them having a bad day. Because those are the people that are, like, I call those calculated crash outs, because, like, those are the types of people to fucking, like, actually blow up your house in the middle of the night while you're asleep inside of it with your family in there. They don't give a fuck, bro. They don't give a fuck. Like, they will blow your shit into smithereens, dog. Okay? I know a couple of these people, bro. They're, like, really nice people, you know. They don't necessarily have to be churchgoers and whatnot. They don't necessarily read the Bible every single day. And maybe that's the problem, you know. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm not one of those people that are going to shove Christianity or anything down your throat. Man, I'm just trying to get comfortable here for a fucking second, dude. I had a pillow behind me on my fucking back, and that was retarded. I shouldn't have did that, dude. Like, every time I try to get comfortable, I feel like it just becomes worse, you know. I feel like when I try to get comfortable, it gets worse, and I don't need to be comfortable. I actually need to be uncomfortable a little bit, because I'm saying a little bit of uncomfortable shit, you know. Like, a lot of people are right now, they're blaming Jews for what's going on around the world. And I don't necessarily think it's the Jews, bro. I just think it's a certain amount of people with Jewish heritage, you know, maybe with curly hair, large noses, pale skins, warts, these types of people, bro. These are the types of people you really got to worry about, man, because they are the ones that want control. They are the ones that are actually, like, in the mix of things, you know, when it comes to politics, when it comes to not only politics, but even religion, you know. Like, who's to say, why are we always having to follow what the fuck a Bible or a Quran says, you know, dude? Or, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, who fucking put these rules into place anyhow, dude? Like, what if I wanted to do something that was illegal, bro? You know, what if I didn't want to live like this book was saying, dude? And, like, who's to say? I guess that's free choice or free will or whatever the fuck it's called, bro. But at the end of the day, I say it's all a scam, bro. I say it's all a scam, dude. And, like, I think Jesus was a calculated crash out, you know, because, like, dude, think about it. This guy he's like the nicest guy ever, you know, or so they say. And then like he lets you get away, you know, he lets you get away with a couple things here and there. He lets you like do these things that are gonna fucking set up either if you go to heaven or hell. And then at the very end, he's like, okay, what did you do? Okay, you're going to hell. And you're like, dude, what the fuck, bro? Like, why did you wait so long to tell me, bro? Or like, why did you wait so long to like discipline me? You know, it's kind of fucked up when you think about it, bro. Jesus being a calculated crash out is kind of really what made me want to start this podcast, man, is because like, it's always the people that are like the biggest sinners in the world. I think, you know, like the killers and the murderers and the rapists, pedophiles. I feel like they always get, I feel like they always end up getting away with it. And we're so fucking retarded that we're like, oh, he's going to pay the ultimate price. Yeah. Okay, dude. Like, is he really, or are they really, dude? Are they really going to pay the ultimate price when they die? Who fucking knows, bro? Why don't we just make them pay here and then we'll make them feel, we make ourselves feel better about it. And if we go to hell about for that, you know, then fuck it. We go to hell, dude, at the end of the day. Which it shouldn't be that big of a deal, bro, because like hell doesn't seem like, hell doesn't seem like the type of place that, like if they have decaf coffee or something, then yeah, dude, I'm going to live by the Bible, you know? But if hell is like full of a bunch of people that already committed sins, dude, then that's just all of us, you know? I feel like we might all go to hell at the end of the day, dude, because we're all doing some crazy shit. You know, some of us are doing like blue collar, white collar crimes and shit, dude. Like some of us are just like, you know, we like to steal every now and then. I like to keep my thievery on all my toes and stuff. Like I like to make sure that I don't like lose it. You know, I don't want to lose my edge, bro. Because I feel like when you're okay, when you're financially okay, and you don't have to steal anymore, you lose that edge. You know, that little edge you had in you, bro. And then like every now and then, you got to keep like sharpening that knife, you know, like you gotta fucking sharpen that knife every once in a while. You gotta go out there, bro. Dude, listen, I'm gonna give you the method. I actually gotta turn this down a little bit. Jesus, way too loud. I'm gonna give you the method, and how you want to go about this is absolutely 100% your, like, if you want to do this, it's up to you, bro. But what I do, you have to be wearing a shirt with the pocket shirt with the little pocket in the front of it, you know, on your chest. And you go in there, you go in the, let's say you go in the gas station with your little pocket t-shirt, and you look around, you know, you have to buy something. This only works if you have money. This only works if you have money, okay? So you go in there, you get yourself, you know, you look at a, like, let's just say a Snickers bar, all right? You're looking at a Snickers bar. You look at it for maybe 30 seconds, you're staring at it, and you're like, okay. And then you walk around with it. You walk around with it for maybe a minute. You go over to get you an energy drink, a soda, a water, whatever. Me, I'm probably going to get a Red Bull or something, you know. You go over there, you get your Red Bull. When you open the door to grab your Red Bull, you put that Snickers bar in your pocket, in the front of your shirt, okay? You put the Snickers on the front of your shirt pocket. You grab your Red Bull. You go to the counter. And then you pay for the Red Bull. And then you leave. The chances are that the cashier or whoever's working the fucking cash register catches that Snickers in your front pocket are like slim to none. I do this almost like every other fucking week, bro. And I get, dude, I have diabetes now because I eat so many Snickers. And it works, bro. It fucking works, dude. I love going in there and getting me a little treat every now and then. And who's missing out on shit like that, you know? Who's missing out on a Snickers bar, dude? Who's missing out on that fucking $1.80 or how much ever? I don't even know how much a Snickers bar costs, dude. That's how much I steal these things, dude. Like, I don't even know how much they fucking cost because I haven't bought one in such a long time. And it doesn't have to be a Snickers bar, you know? And it's only happens if you hide in plain sight. I feel like you can get away with a lot of things, you know. Like I used to talk a lot about how I used to get into football games for free, and I used to get into like I could talk my way or like finesse my way, or like if you make it look like it's urgent, or if you make it look like you're looking for somebody that's already inside, somebody important, somebody that's a part of the administration, somebody that's a part of whatever you're trying to get in, you know, like, you can get in, bro. All right. You can get in, dude. Trust me. If you want to fucking get in, you can get in, dude. All right. All you have to do is just try. Just try. One of my favorite things to do is, like, I used to jog up to the, like, the admission or whatever the fuck it's called, where you buy your tickets, you know? And I'd be like, hey, you know, do you guys know if Coach so-and-so is in there? And I, as I'm jogging, you know, I'm talking. Because, like, people are going to look at you while you jog. They're like, why is this fucker jogging up here, you know? And they're like, and they're like, no, I don't know. And I'm like, fuck. I'm, like, looking for him, you know? And I just keep jogging. Just keep jogging, dude. Just keep, like, going, dude. It fucking works every single time, dude. I get in, like, private events all the time when I lie to people in front of their face. I'm like, dude, I'm looking for this person. Have you seen him? It's very urgent. I need to get in here. I don't even tell them that I need to get in there. You know, it's just like, I'm coming in. If you don't like it, then deal with it. Oh, Jesus. All right, dude, I'm getting off topic here. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's actually talk about something new, man. I wanted to talk about tariffs, bro, because that was fucking retarded what I was talking about. Don't steal anything, dude. Like, work hard for it, wink, wink, and pay for it, wink, wink, because you shouldn't steal, wink, wink. Yeah, dude, don't steal anything because, you know, it's going to come back and it's going to bite you on the ass and whatnot. You're going to go to hell for a Snickers bar or whatever, dude. Like, dude, if I go to hell for a Snickers bar, I'm going to punch somebody in the fucking face, dude. I'm going to get up there and I'm going to punch somebody and I'm going to fucking kill. I'm actually going to kill somebody if I ever go to hell, dude, because I'm going to be pissed. Because I think I'm not the nicest person of all time, I don't think, but I'm not like the worst sinner of all time, dude, you know? Like, I'll do crazy little things here and there. I might say a lie and forget I said it. You know, I might, every now and then, I'll steal, like, popcorn, shrimp or chicken, like, at Walmart or whatnot at the deli area. And that's, like, the method. That's another method, bro. Like, if you're hungry, just go over there. And I don't even know if they do this now. I think I was told that you have to pay now or something. Finally caught on. These corporations are fucking slimy. But anyways, what I used to do is I would go over there to the back of Walmart. And I would get me, you know, something cheap. I wouldn't make it something crazy, you know. I wouldn't get, like, a whole piece of chicken, dude. I wouldn't get, like, wedges and fucking fried chicken or whatnot, you know. Maybe get some popcorn chicken and walk around Walmart, walk around the store and eat it. Find a local trash can, throw it away, get out of there, you know. But, yeah, dude, I've only done that a couple times. And I think, like... I think I've, like, done some actually crazy, pretty fucking things. And I'm not out here stealing every day, dude. I'm not saying that I'm stealing every day. But I have in the past, dude, and I'm not, like, proud of it. Like, what did I steal one time? I think I stole some makeup remover wipes one time from Target. And I had the fucking right, dude, all right? I had the right away to steal because, like, they didn't have any cashiers available, bro. It was like in the middle. It was like in the fucking middle of nowhere in the ghetto. And I just went up and I was like, it was like one of those travel packs, you know, they're like a dollar. They're literally like a fucking dollar. It says 99 cents or whatever. I was like, dude, and they weren't even for me, you know. I'm not going to say who they were for my wife. She made me steal them. She put a gun to my head and said, if you don't take these right now, I'm going to fucking blow your brains out. No, but look, seriously, dude, they were a dollar and the lines on the self-checkout were like outrageous, bro. They were outrageous. And I was like, I'm not doing this shit. I literally took a couple dollars out of my pocket and I put them on a shelf somewhere and I left. I was like, I'm not fucking doing this shit, bro. I'm not going to sit there and wait to pay for this shit, bro. And it's like 99 cents, dude. Like, I could just walk out with it right now. And no one, and I left money in the store. So essentially it's not stealing, you know. Even though I didn't ring it up and get a receipt for it. There's money in the store, bro, you know? And I feel like if you're the store manager and I get caught, like, let's say I would have got caught, bro, you know? I would have just been like, dude, the money's right there, dude. You don't have any cash cashiers, like I had to do what I had to do, you know, like, I don't know what you want me to do, man. You know, if I would have got caught stealing something like that, I would have been so fucking like embarrassed, dude. I would have been like, dude, I didn't mean to steal this, man. I would have lied. That's the thing, dude. Like, I would have lied my dick off. I would have been like, dude, I fucking didn't even know I was walking out with these, dude, to be honest with you. You know, I don't know what I'm thinking. And I would have just handed them to them and been like, I'm out of here, you know? Yeah, I don't know if that's like a judgment of character or whatnot. I feel like for me, like, I'm going to fucking, nah, dude, fuck it, dude. At this point, I'm going to be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm trying to steal these fucking wipes, man. You know, okay, I'm trying to get out of here, dude. Like, where do I ring up? You know, I'll go get the $2 I left back there. If they're even there anymore, probably one of your fucking DEI employees picked them up and took it, you know? Who fucking knows, bro? I feel like saying DEI employee is kind of racist, but I feel like it's only racist because liberal people made it sound racist, you know? Like, when people say DEI hire, it's definitely like, oh, it's definitely somebody like a minority, like a brown person or black person or somebody that's not white or a man. And it's kind of retarded because, like, I feel like that in itself is racist, you know? And I've talked about this before, dude, like being a DEI hire, or if you're hiring and you call, like, if you're calling it a DEI hire, that's racist in itself, you know? I don't know if the act of hiring somebody just because of their skin color is racist, or saying DEI hire is racist. I don't know what's worse, you know, the act or the verbiage. Because we live in such a day and age where, like, people are so, they like complaining about little things when it's not worth complaining about, you know? And it doesn't matter at the end of the day because, like, it doesn't fucking matter, bro. Like, it doesn't fucking matter, dude. Like, we're just so dude, we're so retarded in a sense. Like, humans are so fucking stupid, bro, because we just are, you know? We're fucking dumb, and we don't know what we're doing most of the time, dude. Like, I know fucking 40-year-olds that don't know what the fuck they're doing. And if they're 40 and they don't know what they're doing, dude, I'm like, I definitely don't know what the fuck I'm doing, bro. No one knows what the fuck they're doing. They just go to work, clock in, go home, do the same shit over and over again. It's like a cycle, bro, and it's okay. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like the thing that we're doing, you know? The thing that we're doing, and it's a cycle now, and it is what it is. Like, you're not going to go back. It's not like you can quit your job because then you wouldn't have money to pay your bills and buy the things you want and whatnot and live a comfortable, okay lifestyle. I'm not saying you have to have, like, everything, the latest gadgets or whatever. And that's the thing, dude. Kids nowadays, dude, like, I hear people's conversations now then, like, every now and then. They're like, my daughter is fucking in fourth grade, and she's wearing makeup. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what the fuck is actually going on, dude? A fourth grader wearing makeup is outrageous to me, dude. I feel like, listen, dude, I have a little boy, and I don't know what it's like having a little girl. I'd like to have a little girl one day. But there's not a fucking chance in this world, bro, I'm going to give my fourth grader makeup, bro. That sounds crazy, dude. Like, what the fuck is going on, dude? You know, not that I'm sexualizing makeup, but many men do, bro. Like, at the end of the day, it's not for, like, dude, let's not be fucking corny here, dude. Like, we all know what makeup's for, bro. It's to look better. And why would a fourth grader want to look better, bro? Like, they already have incredible skin. You know, they already have incredible skin. I don't even know if I can say that. Can I even say that? Can I say fourth graders have incredible skin without sounding weird? Man, them fourth graders really do have incredible skin, don't they, brother? But yeah, dude, I'm not going to fucking, like, you know, there's just so many things that people complain about and things that, like, people are like, you shouldn't say that. Well, fuck you. Quit being a little bitch about it, bro. Like, why? I got called a racist on TikTok. Because I said, I don't see colors. How am I a racist, bro? And by the way, I'm fucking trolling and I'm lying and I'm don't take anything serious, dude. And I don't, like, care to take anything serious online because nothing is serious. No one on the internet is serious, bro. First of all right. No one on the internet is like their true self. No one. I haven't met a single fucking person, not even myself. And I'm the first to admit it. No one on the internet's like, oh yeah, this is me in real life. Like, I'm like this for real. Bullshit, dog. Like, you are a fucking credible liar and you are deceitful and you're a piece of shit. Everyone just wants to show, like, the true, like, not the true, but, like, their pretty side, you know? No one shows, like, the eviction letters. No one shows the divorce. No one shows that your daughter hates you. No one shows the fucking arguments that you're having with your spouse. No one shows, like, your dead dog. No one shows all your bullshit. Your fucking house flooded and shit, bro. Like, no one gives a fuck about that, dude. Everyone wants to see what you're eating for brunch, what your outfit looks like. Are you fucking, do you have a fit or not? You know, do you have your fucking outfit lined out? Is it everything in peace? And are you fucking styling, you know? Are you styling? No one gives a fuck about none of that other bullshit, dude. No one gives a fuck if your house flooded. No one gives a fuck. All right. No one gives a goddamn, dog. They just want to know if you're fucking have a cool car. Or what are you eating for brunch? Are you drinking iced coffee every morning, bro? And by the way, dude, I wanted to talk about this and I'm going to get back to the tariffs. I wanted to talk about the Snapchat because obviously Snapchat's still a thing. I feel like if you're over 25 and you still have Snapchat, you are like second degree pedophile. It just did my book, bro. I'm not even trying to be weird about it. Like, I don't even fucking know who the fuck. Dude, if you're 25 years old and still Snapchatting, you need to fucking be looked into. I'm not even joking, bro, because that's weird. All right? Why are you taking pictures and sending them to people? Like, all right, listen, man. I'm not trying to be judgmental, but it's true. All right? I haven't met a single person that still uses Snapchat that is, like, not a little bit, like, kind of fucking, like, not, I wouldn't say not an adult, but they're like still in their childish ways. And I'm not saying I'm not childish because I am. I'm like the biggest kid ever, dude. But I'm saying like weird, you know, like weird about it, bro. As I'm fucking, fucking dude, I'm just digging myself in a hole, dude. I'm just digging myself in a hole. All right, dude. I have, if you're listening to this audio, I literally have one of those helicopter hats on, one of those rainbow helicopter hats on, and I'm talking about being childish and shit. But yeah, dude, Snapchat. You know what I'm talking about, dude? Like, dude, get the fuck off Snapchat. That's weird, bro. What the fuck? You're an adult, bro. Like, why are you still making duck faces, bro? Why are you still making a Snapchat face, bro? Get off of there. It's just weird to me, bro, because, like, Snapchat was cool when I was in high school, bro, and that was almost a decade ago, you know? Not really. It was like 7 years ago or whatever. Like eight. I don't even know how long I've been out of high school, bro. But Snapchat was cool when I was in high school, bro. And, I guess I don't know if it's the same. I log in every like year or so to go look at my memories because a lot of my memories are on there, you know, back when I was in like, high school and stuff, like a lot of crazy shit. And I'll go back and I'll look and I'm like, haha, that's funny, you know. I'll remember memory lane type shit, you know, like nostalgia. But I'm not making duck faces and sending them to people, bro. I'm 27 years old. What am I, like, why would I do that? Why would I get on Snapchat and take a fucking selfie and send it to my friend, dude? I'm an adult. I'm a big grown-ass man now. I can't be... Dude, if I got caught taking a selfie with a duck face or like some kind of Snapchat face, you know what I'm talking about? The stupid fucking faces those fucking kids make. Dude, you look retarded, bro. You look fucking retarded making those faces, bro. What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? But yeah, you know, I guess I should be less judgmental on people with Snapchat. I just think that, dude, especially people that are like 30, bro. Like, what are you fucking doing, bro? Why do you have Snapchat, dude? Why do you have Snapchat, bro? Like, get it. It's over, dog. It's over. It's Jover. Social media. Isn't it funny, bro, that, like, social media is just, like, a little piece of us, really. Like, we just put what we want at the end of the day, and we don't really, like... I mean, some of us do. I feel like some people calculate their post. You know, it's like what they want to post, obviously. But, dude, I don't really follow anybody that I don't want to follow, you know. And, like, that's not being weird or anything. I feel like, and I think that's everyone, you know. Like, you shouldn't follow, like, everyone. I mean, it's impossible to follow everyone, I feel like, because then you'll be keeping up with everyone. It's kind of weird. But yeah, dude, like TikTok. If I get on TikTok, I like doom scrolling about like crazy little things. But Instagram is a different story, dude, because like I've already spoke on this before. They got like crazy shit on there, bro. And you see like people dying. And that's like, I don't know if I should get off Instagram, actually, but I think I will. Just because, yeah, I don't know who I'm fucking fooling, bro. I'm not fooling anyone. I'm not getting off Instagram, bro. I actually love it, and I think it's funny. But yeah, these tariffs, man, they're getting out of fucking hand, bro, and everyone keeps complaining about tariffs. Everyone keeps complaining about the prices of everything going up or the prices not going down. They keep blaming the president. They keep blaming, society, keep blaming. Everyone likes to blame everyone except themselves, dude. Everyone likes to blame everybody except themselves. No one wants to take accountability. No one wants to take like any type of ownership. No one wants to say, hey, maybe I'm the problem. No one wants to say, hey, you know, maybe we should fucking focus less on HBO Max, maybe not on Amazon Prime, maybe cancel all these subscriptions that we have and focus more on family, health, things that are important, you know. And yeah, dude, I'm not saying like be all this. I'm not saying be a guru, bro, because I'm definitely not, dude. I just watched White Lotus. You know, that shit was bang. That shit was a banger, bro. You know, that shit was fucking amazing. I finished Severance. That show was amazing, dude. Amazing. You know, I'm not the type of person to sit here and be like, oh, just cancel your subscription service and maybe you'll be better. I'm not saying that, dude. I'm not saying that, you know. I'm just saying like, if I see you walking out with a fucking 35 pack of fucking colas, bro, I'm gonna be like, what are you doing, dude? Why are you on the internet bitching about how much food is when you're buying all these sodas, bro? You don't need it. It's not a necessity, bro. Like, what the fuck are we doing, dude? I feel like I'm getting fed the fuck up about people complaining about the prices of everything when they're buying bullshit, you know? If you complain on the internet about things, about the prices of things, and I'm not saying buying eggs and chicken and yeah, like everything's expensive, bro. What do you fucking expect? All right. It is expensive. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not in denial. I'm not being like, yeah, go capitalism, you know, like stick it to them. Yeah, shit's expensive, bro, but bitching about it's not going to do anything, you know? And earlier, you guys were judging me about stealing. Everyone was judging me. They're like, oh, Eric fucking steals. Yeah, okay, fucking, I stole a fucking pack of fucking makeup wipes, bro, okay? I stole some popcorn chicken back in the day. I might have stolen some chocolate milks, okay? It's because I had to, bro. I had to steal. And when you get to a point of when you have to do things, you have to do things, man, all right? And no one's going to judge you for them. All right, the people that are going to judge you for them might be the actual authorities, like the police, but it's only if you get caught. Dude, if I see somebody stealing at the store, I'm just going to be like, I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. Unless it's looting, that's different, bro. If it's like a fucking tons of people looting a place, I'm going to be like, dude, what the fuck is going on? I'm actually getting out of here because, and I'm not going to call the police, but I'm not going to be a part of this, you know? I'm not going to be. I say that, and then you'll see my stupid ass on a CCTV walking out with a fucking big-ass flat-screen TV. But yeah, dude, like, if it's looting, man, I don't know, dude. I might actually partake in it, bro, because I kind of need a couple things. A new toaster would be nice, bigger air fryer. You know, these things that no one really needs but that we have, like an air fryer. People that complain about shit, like people complain about the price of things or like, oh, I can't wait to go home and air fry these fucking pizza rolls. Fucking shut the fuck up, dude. All right. Complaining about the price of things and you're buying fucking, 3 packs of Pepsi and you're buying all this bullshit that you don't need and you're buying, Cheetos and chips and all this bullshit. You don't need it. All right, you don't need it. Every once in a while, sure, fucking go at it, bro. Go buy a soda, you know? But you don't need a fucking 24-pack of fucking Pepsi, bro. You don't need all this shit, dude. You don't need it. All right? Complaining about things isn't going to make any better. Maybe try stealing for once, you know? Oh, fuck. I got to take a little break real quick. I got to reset my camera. Anyhow, what was I saying? Yeah, dude. I'm getting sick and fucking tired of people complaining about the price of things, and it's not going to get any better, man. The price of everything, consumer goods, has always gone up. They've never came down in my 27 years of living. They've never came down. I think they might have came down during the pandemic a little bit, but you know, who what do we want? We want another pandemic, or do we want to be stable? You know? And I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these tariffs, bro. I'm not a genius, dude. Some people say they're good. Some people are like fucking crying about it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to fucking do about it, bro? Quit being a little baby and just fucking live your life. All right. Go to the park, take a walk. Whatever you got to do to take the edge off, man. Smoke a cigarette. You know, do whatever you got to do, man. But bitching about like the price of things and bitching about how much things are isn't really going to make it any better, you know, because you're just going to, you're going to live in your head all the time about how expensive things are, and you're going to be a little bitch about it every single fucking time. And yeah, things are expensive, but that's why I steal. That's why I use a self-checkout. All right. I don't fucking check. I don't fucking buy everything in my, I don't buy everything in my cart. All right. Why do you think they make on your cart? You know, that bottom, you know, the bottom where you put the heavy shit. Don't even scan that, dude. Don't even scan it. Just walk out. Just leave. Just fucking buy the shit. Buy like 80% of it. And then just walk out. I do it every time, bro. Every single time. I do it. Every single time. And I save like $100 every single time. And I'm not fucking scared. Dude, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. That's the thing. I don't give a fuck. All right? I don't give a fuck about it anymore. All right? Yeah, I fucking steal. And I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, bro. What are you going to do? Slap some cuffs on me? I'll be out in like the next fucking day, dude. I'll be out the next day. And guess what? That next Friday when I gotta go grocery shopping, I'm gonna do it again. And I'm gonna keep doing it. And I'm gonna keep doing it. And I think everyone should do it. I think everyone should fucking partake in this. I think everyone does it. They're just too pussy to fucking say, oh yeah, I stole this. Cause what, a values and morals and some bullshit? Who gives a fuck, dude? All right, who gives a fuck about that shit, dude? You're getting fucked in the butt. You're getting fucked in your ass, dog. And you're talking about some values and you're talking about morals and fucking belief system? Shut your fucking goofy ass up, bitch. Always talking about the price of everything. Just go steal this shit. Just go steal it. Fuck. Why is everyone a bitch, man? Just go steal it. All right? Fuck. It's not that fucking hard, man. All right? It's not that fucking hard. Just man up. Just man up and do it. God. Dude, it's not fucking hard to just go in there and take it. It's yours, man. It's just sitting there waiting for you to take it. And you're not taking it. You're buying it like a fucking jackass because you're scared. Because you're terrified of the outcome. And let me tell you, brother, I've been doing this for a long time. I haven't been caught one time. All right? You know those sweet old ladies? You know, if you charm those old ladies up, bro, I'm telling you, bro. I don't know what it is, man. Maybe I'm just a charm. Maybe I just charm everybody, dude. Maybe I'm just a charmer. All right. But if you're like, maybe if you're a lanky piece of shit and you don't know any charm, and maybe your fucking teeth are chattering as you're walking out. You know, you're pale, your fucking skin's dewy from the fucking sweat, and you're anxious. You're like, oh shit, I'm gonna get caught. Yeah, you're gonna get fucking caught. Cause look at you, bro. You're sweating. There's a fucking puddle under your feet. Yeah, you're gonna get fucking caught, dude. Yeah, you're gonna get fucking caught. But if you walk out with some swag, bro, I promise you, 9 times out of 10, you're not gonna get caught. All right. I haven't bought dog food for like 2 years, bro, because I just put that shit under my cart and I forget about it. I fucking forget about it, and I don't give a fuck. All right? I don't care. And whenever I go to the fucking coffee store, guess what? I don't fucking tip because I'm an asshole and I don't fucking tip. I don't tip at the fucking coffee shop. Are you fucking kidding me, dog? It took you 2 minutes to whip up my coffee. Make me my goddamn iced coffee and shut the fuck up. All right? It's not that fucking hard, man. Let's stop complaining about the price of things and let's start fucking taking action. Let's start taking action of our financial decisions, man, and how we drive our money and move our money and manage our money, dog. It's our responsibility to do that shit. All right? I don't care if you're making $400 a week, $1,000 a week, $2,000 a week. I know people fucking making $300. I know people making great money that are living paycheck to paycheck, dog. You know? I know people making collectively as a household income $50,000. Everything's paid off. You know, they buy the minimum. They don't got the latest gadgets. Used cars. You know, the rent's cheap or whatever. Yeah, they don't fucking have any home equity. Maybe their credit's not too good. But guess what? They're not fucking worried about nothing about, you know, they're not worried about their mortgage. They're not worried about getting their car repoed. It's all about how you manage your money, man. And I'm going to probably sound hypocritical because last podcast I was saying go chase the money. Yeah, you should. But also, if you're going to chase the money, learn how to fucking manage your money, bro. Because like if you fucking make a shitload of money and you're still spending it like a wild goose, then what's the fucking point of making so much fucking money if you're just going to fucking spend it all, dude, like a dumbass? And I'm not saying don't spend it all. I'm not saying don't. But I'm saying you don't have the fucking right to bitch about it if you're not managing your money, all right? You don't have the right to bitch about it. You don't have the right to bitch about money every single fucking day and then come in with your fucking big jumbo size 70 fucking ounce of iced coffee that you got for like $19. And you don't have the right to bitch about it, you know? You don't have the right to bitch about it if you're going to buy some bullshit every day, bro. Like whatever your daily expenses, a pack of cigarettes, bro, all that shit adds up, you know? All that shit adds up. Go befriend somebody at the fucking tobacco store. And I promise you, dude, they'll slip you a couple fucking cigarettes every now and then. I promise you. All right. Bum a couple cigarettes, bro. You don't have to smoke a pack. Bum a cigarette or two every now and then, dude. That's what I do. I go bum a fucking cigarette. I don't even smoke cigarettes. I'll go bum a cigarette just to say I bum a cigarette. You know? That's why it's called bumming a fucking cigarette, dude. Because you're a bum, you know? Because you're a bum ass bitch. And you're a fucking crazy lunatic. Oh, I got the devil inside of me. I got the devil inside of me, brother. Whoa. All right. At the end of the day, man, obviously I'm not going to fucking condone stealing and I'm not going to condone anything. But look, man, we only live one time, bro, and I'm not going to fucking sit here and judge anybody that does anything, bro. I don't care if you're on Snapchat and you're 35 years old making duck faces and sending them to your fucking 19-year-old friends, dude. Like, that's weird. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That's weird. But who am I, bro? Who am I? You know, I have a fucking, let me show you. I have a fucking bobblehead of Dwight right here. You see this guy? Right? Oh, focus. Yeah. See this guy? Yeah. Dwight? One of my best friends. This is my best... Actually, this is my only fucking friend I have. And this guy I tell every two... I just tell him everything. He knows everything about... He knows everything about me, dude. Like, this guy right here, he knows everything about me. All right. And all right, look. Ah, fuck. All right. Pam Beasley. All right. I got Pam Beasley, bro. All right. I got Pam Beasley on my desk. I got Dwight on my desk. I don't have much, bro. I don't have much. All right. I have Pam Beasley and Dwight. That's all I have in my life, dude. All right, that's all I have is Pam and Dwight. I don't even have the whole cast, bro. I don't have fucking Jim. I don't have Michael. All right. I don't have any of these people, bro. I don't have them. And I'd like to. It's a dream of mine to have everyone on my desk one day, man. And that's why I work so fucking hard on this podcast, is so that I can fucking buy them one day, man. So that they sit on my desk and so that they're happy on my desk every single day. Okay? But yeah, dude, I appreciate everyone tuning into the Drowning Fish podcast. Let me see all my notes and oh my God. Yeah, we talked about tariffs, Snapchat phase, Zen in the urinal. You know, I think about like dudes, I know people that are actually addicted to Zens and they like pop a Zen all the time. But I knew a guy that, you know, he ran out of Zens and then he found one in the urinal and he put it in his mouth. And yeah, you know. That's dedication, man. You know, that's dedication, dude. I would say. But yeah, dude, I'm going to get off of here now. I think I've said a lot of crazy things. I kind of went off edge a little bit. But yeah. What else is there to talk about? Politics, Trump, Elon. Nothing going on with Elon, I don't think. He's still really autistic. What else is going on, dude? I don't think, like, Florida won the championship. But no one cares, dude. You know, it's Florida. No one cares. Like, not even Florida cares, dude. I'm, like, I have Florida friends, dude, and they're like, whatever, you know? They don't care. What else? But yeah, before I get off of here, I'm selling these mugs. I'm selling these Drowning Fish podcast mugs for $65. If you guys want one, let me know. I got a lot of them in stock, and they're pretty cool. You know, the logo is on both sides. Yeah, and I got a little bit out of hand, man, and I bought like 700 cases of mugs. So I have a shitload of mugs now that I got to get rid of, you know. And yeah, I got to sell them and I got to get rid of them. So if you want a mug, they're $65. And everyone's probably like, dude, I'm not paying $65 for a fucking glass mug with a logo on it. And I get that. I get it, dude. I get it. You're broke. You're fucking broke, dude. Just say that you're fucking broke. Just say that you don't have any money. All right? Just say it. But yeah, get your broke bitch ass out of here, man. Everyone that has money and that's doing financially great, buy a Drowning Fish podcast mug. You won't regret it. I drink coffee out of it every single day, and it hits every single time. But yeah, dude, you can walk around with your mug, look cool. You know, talk to friends, you know, do this little mug motion, be like, oh yeah, like I was out and about and whatnot and bullshit. But yeah, buy the Drowning Fish podcast mug at $65. Reach out to me directly and I'll get it to you. I'll ship it out. If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. You know, get your broke bitch ass out of here. I don't need it. I actually really don't need it, dude. Like, I'm getting so much fucking money from this podcast, dude. It's ridiculous. I'm actually making so much fucking money, dude, that I got this hat off fucking podcast money. Podcast money, bitch! I got this fucking hat making podcasts on the internet, dude. All right? And this hat was like $7. All right? This hat was $7 fucking bucks. Look at it. Oh. Oh. Anyways, yeah, dude, I'm going to get off of here. Thank you for tuning into the Drowning Fish podcast. Yeah, dude, buy these mugs so I can buy some more cool hats to wear on the podcast. And then maybe one day I'll have the full The Office staff cast on my desk and I'll be able to, I'll be able to fucking do something good. Man. All right. Thank you, Who you talking to, Jemima? Bro, this dumb bitch got on the internet and she was... I'm just going to pull it up. I'm going to read word for word on what she said. It was about last episode. I had a segment where I was talking about the DEI community and the and it should be implemented in the homeless community. And this lady said on TikTok, she said, "Please God, if you won't send you son back, please distort podcast bros, or at the bare minimum, please tell them to shut the fuck up." And I was like, First of all, I have no goddamn clue what you just said. And second, who you talking to, Jemima? Who you talking to? You talking to me, Jemima? Shut your ass up, girl. Shut your goofy ass up, bitch. All right. Thank you for tuning into the Drowning Fish podcast. Everything I said was a lie. I do not steal. And if you proceed to pursue federal charges on me, I got several lawyers on standby, and you do not want to go to war against me because I will put you in a fucking grave, bitch, with no tombstone. Everyone have a good night.